survived a hurricane and still recovering from that, but still powerfully anointed in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Preached at Pastor Springer's church last night, and one lady received the Holy Ghost. So we're very excited that God is still pouring out His Spirit. Amen. In accordance with His Word. Come, Brother Lamas. Amen. We're so thankful you're here. We love you in Jesus' name.
Pastor Glover. Amen. Lord bless you. Praise the Lord, everyone. Yeah, we're already rolling tonight, baby. Woo! Woo! It was woo! Lord Jesus, I could just go home on this. It's better than going to the corral. Canes out black. Woo! Jesus. Yeah. My God. Hey, I feel so good tonight. We might be here all night. Woo! Thank you, Pastor Sister Glover. My God. My wife sends our love to them and to the Sterling Church and to all of our friends. You know, she'll be back in full force soon. I pray for my good friend, Brother Gidros. I am on his evangelistic team. He has a set of evangelistic team that we go out to. So pray for Brother Gidros. Amen. And it's going to be well. Hallelujah. Good to have my good friends that I just recently met and I come to know. Pastor Sister Wicker, his family, from his church tonight. Hallelujah. I ain't going to go a whole lot. You have to sit down because I'm going to go ahead and preach. I don't have a long runway tonight, so I got to go. I got to go. Ah, Lord. I was telling Michael, before the service, there's faith in the house. There's faith in the house. Pastor and I were talking in the back room. I said, no wonder I can't preach tonight. You done blew this booger up over at the retreat, man. My God. Woo! Oh, God. Woo! I had to realize as we're praying for people tonight and we're doing this that, and I'm going to just preach very shortly from Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered saying unto them, have faith in God. That's all. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Because the enemy in this end time is after our faith. If he can take your faith away, he can take your victory away. But the devil is a liar. Woo! Woo! I believe in God and have faith in His name. I believe in Him that He will protect my body and my mind because I believe in Him I shall live and live again. Woo! The devil don't really need your stuff. It's not the stuff he's after. It's your faith that he's after. Because if he can take your faith away, you ain't got a cotton picking thing to stand on. Come on now. Who's that preacher right here? Who's that preacher right here? This cat's done preached already, man. Woo! Praise God. Lord have mercy. Sometimes God asks us to obey before we understand. That's faith. That's faith. If you're believing for your back to be healed tonight, it can. A growth tonight, it can. Your eyes tonight, it can. That's what I'm feeling in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the enemy the rest of this year steamroll over you. You have no authority over what you fear. Faith has, fear has two meanings tonight. Two meanings. F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run. Or the second fear. Face everything and rise. I say tonight, rise. That's what we've done, Pastor, is rise. The choice is ours. I'm going to rise, Brother Aaron. I'm going to rise to the occasion. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter how I feel. I'm going to have faith in God. 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 Faith for the supernatural. Faith for miracles, signs, and wonders. Woo! Everybody shout, woo! Woo! Do it, do it, do it. Do it. Yeah. Woo! My God! And help me tonight, Lord. In order to walk on water, get out of the boat, right? Cliche, man. Cliche. Cliche statement. But you know what, baby? You better get a hold of that statement. In order to walk on water. Okay, here it is. In order to walk on water, experience greater dimensions. Yeah. You have to step out of the boat. Out of your comfort zone. My faith increases daily. My faith moves mountains. My faith lifts me above my fears. My faith, woo! My faith, Pastor Glover, my faith unlocks the power of God. And when it unlocks the power of God, I'm going to go around and say, have faith in God. Sister Kimberly Church, have faith in God. Have faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith. I'm going to wear you out with that statement tonight. You ain't going to wear me out. I'm going to wear you out. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Why? Because faith is assurance. Faith is an attitude of the mind. Faith is the ability for me to reach out and touch God. And when I touch God, Brother Glenn, anything out but happen. Miracles, signs, wonders, anything. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was praying. I was talking about the group. I'm going to tell you something right now. I was praying. And Brother Glover, I was praying for the revival. Mm-hmm. And sir, help me, Lord. I saw your hands. Sister Glover, I saw hubby's hands. And this is what the Lord told me. Your hands, Pastor, are powerful. Anointed, full of faith. And some of you have taken these hands for granted. These hands are full of faith. Sister Rebecca, you're going to be an intercessor. Yes. The ability to pray people through the Holy Ghost. Yes. You're on your way. Yes. Have faith in God. Yes. A church that becomes a graveyard. A church becomes a graveyard when it ceases to have faith in God and stops believing in the supernatural. Anytime you or I come into the house of God and we don't expect the supernatural, we just make God a man. Now, if I hurt your feelings, good. Your flesh needs to be crucified. People are looking. I believe, Pastor, people are looking for the real deal. They're looking for a real church. But my, looking for a faith church, a miracle church, a signs and wonders church. In an age where nothing seems real anymore, thank God there's an apostolic miracle signs and wonders church in Kenai, in Sterling, in Sardinia, in Homer, in the peninsula, in Seward. We have the authentic. We have the authentic. We have the authentic. Then why don't we act and believe like it? You are what you believe. Why? Because you are a product of your faith. Huh? Come on now. One of the greatest tests. What's this? Oh, man. One of the greatest tests of faith. And I told you some of the stuff we went through with Hurricane Harvey. Now, I won't bore you with that stuff. It's not really boring, but figure of speech. But one of the greatest tests of faith is when things don't go your way and you're still able to say, thank you, God. See, I ain't healed yet. Thank you, God. My job hadn't come through yet. Thank you, God. My finances low. Thank you, God. I'm still dealing with crazy stuff in my mind. Thank you, God. I see it now, but I see it by faith. I see it by faith because I got to walk by faith. I got to believe the word of God. Every word of God, everything in the word of God is true. I got to see it. So I got to walk by faith. I got to walk by faith. And say, Brother Glover, oh, God, put your hand. Woo, my God. I feel faith in the house. I know you don't play, but that's fine. That's fine. If you want to be on the winning side, don't lose that first love. Don't let anybody come between you and the house of God. Don't let anything keep you from praying. Don't let anything keep you from loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. You don't give up. You don't give up. Forget about giving up. You say, Lord, here I am. It's always in order to pray. Always. It's always in order to praise Him. It's always in order to do truth. It's always in order to love Him. It's always in order to have faith. You want to know how to win? You never quit. You never quit. Embrace. Embrace. This is 1, 2, 3. Maybe about 4 or 5 people here tonight. This is your statement here. Embrace the season you are in because God doesn't waste seasons. Faith produces salvation. Faith produces revival. Faith produces contact with God. Faith produces answers. Faith produces miracles. Faith produces signs. Faith produces wonders. Faith produces miracles. Faith don't make sense, Brother Glover. It don't make sense, bro. Faith doesn't make sense. That's why it makes miracles. Other people say all the time, Pastor, just have faith in God. Have faith in God. Which is that faith. And that's true. But if you don't meet your beautiful, ever-loving, fantastic, beautiful feet, all right. It ain't going to happen. Okay. Why? Because faith has feet. All right. Faith has feet. Yeah. And how about to move when God says move? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Come on now. Remember, ladies and gentlemen in the house, how far God has brought you, blessed you, provided for you, protected you, favored you, loved you. Your growth and your faith in God scares people that don't want to grow. I'll tell you something like that. What we just had just a few minutes ago. As I travel, Lord help me. We're becoming like some of the denominational world. We preach all this stuff. And then when we want the supernatural and it starts moving, we get scared. I'm going to talk, man, miracle here, miracle there, miracle here, miracle there, healing there, salvation here. What about me? What about my family? Why in the world, if we believe it for everybody else, why don't we believe it for our own family? Well, I'm being selfish. No, I'm not being selfish. I'm not being selfish. Because family is God family job. God family business. Why don't I believe it for my family? Because if you don't pray, you don't stay. And if your foundation breaks, everything behind you breaks and falls. You're the one. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Oh, what happened? You don't feel nothing there no more? Really? What? Huh? What? You can see better? Wow. And some, we pray for something that we believe for, and then God does it, and then we question, really? Did that really happen? Did Pastor Glover or Pastor Wicker or Minister Glover, did they just pray? Did that just feel something leave? Oh, shut up. And just believe God. Just believe God. Just believe God. We're apostolic. We're apostolic. We are apostolic. Now, I know I ain't supposed to say that word, but I'm sorry, Bishop. Sorry about that. Got to go. Help me here, Lord. Help me here, Lord. Life has storms. Welcome to the... You survived the storm, but not by not waiting for it to pass, but by having faith in God and praising your way through the winds and through the rain and through the wreckage. God. Never forget that on your worst day, you got more power than any demon or any devil. Why? Because we've been given power, Bishop, and authority. Have faith in God. I haven't to find myself sometimes encouraging my own self with my own family in our own ministry. I preach to myself. I talk to myself. I get happy to myself. I fall out by myself. I have a good screen for myself. And I holler. And then I get myself back up. I get myself back up. And I say, Lamas, do you know who I am? All right. Do you know who God created you to be? Yes. Yeah, go ahead and have a good cry. Go ahead and have a good scream. All right. Go ahead and holler. Yes. Fuss, but don't cuss. And then get back up and keep walking, Brother Thomas, this walk of faith, this walk of faith, this walk of faith. Because at any moment, whether it's pastor, whether it's minister, theater, boom, boom, woo! I'm trying to get into preaching here. Just hold on. I only going to preach 5 minutes and then we'll. Come on now. Stay positive. Even when things are not going the way you're supposed to. I do believe for only for those. Because that ain't for everybody. I believe in the end time that God is returning us apostolics that want to go back to the original mode of miracles, signs, and wonders. And I believe, Pastor Glover, when you get those back ladders and people coming back in, Brother Wicked on them, that it's not going to be just an event. It's going to become a lifestyle. Ooh, I felt that one, man. I really believe it. Because the devil hates growth. When people encourage you spiritually, he hates that. He hates that. When you spend time alone with God praying and reading the word of God, he hates that. When you just get into worship like we did a while ago and singing and those great songs of Zion and all that, he hates that. The enemy hates that. My worship tonight has a purpose. My praise has a purpose. And my faith in God tonight has a purpose. That's why I'm here tonight. Not just because I'm preaching. Because I'm a praiser. And I'm a worshiper. And I'm looking, Brother Glover, not for the ordinary, but for the unordinary. Okay. For the supernatural. All right. Come here, Rebecca. Come here, sister. I'm going to obey God right now. Right now. I feel. No, I'm not trying to outdo what we did at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's far from my mind, baby. Yeah. I ain't going to even touch that, Pastor Glover. Yeah. But I do feel, as we were in praise and worship, before all this broke out, that the Lord was going to do something special for this sister.
Yes.
And Rebecca, all I see in you is next level anointing.
All right. Yes.
Come on. Yes. Levi, come here. Take it back there. It's time. God says it's time for this couple. It's time for this sister right now. I'm going to have Pastor come here. To lay hands on these folk right now. And some going to break right now. Go ahead, Pastor, right now. It's about to get over. Come on. Come on. Ministry's going to change. Ministry's going to change. Time to come out. It's time to come out. It's time. Sister Wicker, I'm going to pray for you again, Sister Wicker. I'm going to pray for her again. I don't know a whole lot about Sister Wicker, but I'm going to pray for her too. As she prays for people. I don't know a lot about Sister Wicker. I don't know a lot about her. I don't know a lot about her. Right, I feel the whole... a few of the Holy Ghost right now on Sister Wicker from head to toe right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mama mahikayala bahataya. In the mighty name of Jesus right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, out of your innermost belly shall flow rivers of living water. Have faith in God. Everybody stand all over the house. Everybody stand. This is crazy. This is crazy. Come on. That's it. It's happening. In the name of Jesus, that's it, Levi. Brother Lee, it's changing. It's changing tonight. One more time, right here. Jordan and me, right more. This is it. One more time. It's time. Come on. The devil is alive. It's happening tonight. Sister Glover, it's happening tonight. It's happening right now. Right now. I feel the spirit of intercession on you. Oh, come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on, guys. You want some of this? Come on. Come on. Come on. It's for whosoever will. Come on. Come on. Here's it. You want some? Want some of this stuff?